It's seeding season across the state at the moment, and those farmers lucky enough to have some moisture in the soil are out on their tractors getting those seeds in the ground. Most farmers will be trying to hire some seasonal labour for this busy period, but for farmers like Jason Vermeesch from Cascade, northwest of Esperance, sourcing those workers can be a tough process.
It can be challenging. We usually just look for people for 2 months most of the time, so it's hard to attract people for just such a short period of time. There's not many people in Australia that look for that type of work, and if they do, they're probably chasing a bit of a premium in their wages, so we can't really afford to pay top dollar compared to mines.
How hard is it, you find, competing with mines over here? Because they've also got a shortage of labour in the mines as well.
Yeah, they seem to attract everybody, really, so anybody from skilled to unskilled, so it's probably our main competition is the mines, yeah.
That kind of competition in the labour market is only going to increase. The Chamber of Minerals and Energy estimates that a further 33,000 jobs will be needed in the resource sector alone by the end of next year. The job shortage is something that's a serious concern for farmers like Simeon Roberts, also from Cascade.
We're going into a phase where we've got FMG is going to gear up, trying to triple their production within 5 years. We've got Rio Tinto doing something similar. There's a lot going on, and they don't know where they're going to get their employees from. And you know, we've got to start acting now, so we've got the visas in place so we can keep it going. We've got countries like Germany, England, Ireland, Denmark that haven't had a brilliant run economically, and these guys could be helping us get through this next few years.
Farmers already source a lot of their seasonal workers from overseas, most of whom are here on a working holiday visa. But this visa lasts for a maximum of 2 years. Simeon Roberts says it's a frustrating and costly process to constantly train new workers.
Everyone in Esperance will be probably fairly familiar with getting someone and then they go after seeding and then having to train someone else up for harvest and then again and again, and it becomes quite a drag. We really would like people to come back that we know are good. If we could keep someone, we would if the visas allowed, and I'd say there would be other people in the same situation that need a quickly processed visa that can get someone who they know is familiar with their farm or business to come back with not too much fuss.
Jason Vermeesch agrees that having to train new workers every season is an expensive process.
It costs us time and money to train these people up every time we get a new group of staff in, so if we can try and attract people, come back a few times, well, it makes it a lot easier for us and less time consuming and less costly. And I guess that's the major issue is with the visas. They only allow them to come back twice. We've got people that are keen to come back again, but they just can't.
So you've got people that would willingly come back a few years in a row just to work for a few months?
Yeah, absolutely. We hire Germans, and especially our harvest ties in well because it's their winter over there and they plant their crop, and then their crop gets snowed on and they're pretty much just shed bound over there. They can't really do much at all.
One of those workers is Constantine Ells from Germany, who's on his second working holiday visa.
I think I'd love to come back more often because it's always quite tempting, because especially at this time of the year, or even in harvest time in November, December, it's always the time in Germany where you just can sit on the couch and wait for better weather.
So you think people like yourself would want to come back for maybe a couple of years to just work that harvest
definitely.
Season?
I think I know a lot of people who would love to do that.
The other visa for farm workers is the Skilled Migration, or 457 visa, but Simeon Roberts says the criteria for this visa make it unsuitable for seasonal workers.
If, for example, an employee wasn't tertiary trained or had more than 5 years' experience in a professional position, for example, a farm manager, he wouldn't cut it. Generally, I think we're looking for plant operators mainly in this region, and I think that the Immigration Department needs to recognise that we need to be able to get people on 457s as plant operators, and also needs to be fairly quickly processed, because when we come up to a harvest or a seeding period, we need a fairly quick answer, whether it's a yes or no.